been hung upon us.
Funky Revolutions, for the fattest of the funk and other liberation musics. Saturdays 2 to 4 p.m., pure funk and the shuffle of people marching in the streets. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Everything I do gonna be funky.
Revolution, yo. Check it out, check it out, check it out.
Du Mothership Funky Revolutions. On vous souhaite une bonne année.
To tell you, it's from West Africa that we moved, but it's a tree, you know, see it as a tree rooted in West Africa, but the branches went all over the world. They're the same people, right? Okay, our music, black music, African music, West African music, started with this. This stick is called clave, clave, and clave is, you know, it's these two sticks. That clave is very, very important, that there's a glue in drumming of black music that locked that clave up. And this two-stick is actually the code, pin code. And within these pin numbers is the information, is the artistry, is the knowledge, is the language of my people embedded in it. It is the zygas of what transformed in Jamaica, you know, on the guitar of reggae. It is that rumba that went to Cuba, you feel me? And it's the resistance of the Brazilian, you know? It's that form of blues that you might hear downtown New Orleans or Mississippi, Alabama. It's that tension of the slaves, you know? Huh? So this is the clave that underpin our music, black music, Yoruba music.
Afro-funk en 1977, façon Burundi, sur les ondes du peuple 90,3 MF avec moi-même Khalid, c'est rythme international dit funky et ses dernières des solutions, nous nommons la révolution. Restez bien des nôtres, aujourd'hui un début d'une émission, une clôture de chansons choisies auxquelles on n'a jamais eu la chance d'y retourner ou d'écouter faute de temps dans d'autres émissions. Avant de s'en lancer dans la nouvelle année sur d'autres thématiques, d'autres sons et d'autres poursuites, je viens de retourner à Montréal par un vol hier de la France en visite de la famille et en fait, c'est pas juste rattraper des chansons pour pouvoir, d'une autre manière, aller dans d'autres pistes ou sur d'autres voies musicales cette année. C'était aussi en contrepartie une façon de me réfugier de mes lectures sur à bord d'un avion, tel le courrier international, des visions quasi apocalyptiques de ce qui s'en vient. Peut-être en hiver arrivé, bien sûr, ces questions de révolution, des gens qui luttent dans les rues à travers le monde, encore aujourd'hui, la liberté, qu'elle soit femme, homme, palestinien. Sur les ondes du peuple, aujourd'hui donc des restants de 2022, mais également des rythmes qui avaient suscité une attention. On va aller du afro-funk à des nouveautés, à du reggae, à finir en fin d'émission, en retour en Afrique du Sud. On a débuté en fait avec un son provenant aussi des années 70, mi-70, un peu du cumbia psychédélique du Pérou. On parle de Los Atamos de Paramanga, l'album Cumbia Arabe. Et entre les deux chansons qu'on a eues dans cette première temps, Xhosa Cole, c'est un saxophoniste, un ethnomusicologue habitant à Birmingham qui a grandi avec certains des ténors un peu plus vieux que lui, comme Soweto Kinch. Il a sorti son premier album l'année dernière, en 2021 en fait, lui a porté ou valu beaucoup d'attention. Know Them, Know Us. Ce deuxième album, Ibeji, donc jumeaux, et en recherche des origines de la pulsion derrière les traditions du jazz, mais d'autres musiques diasporiques en collaboration en douette avec sept musiciens percussionnistes en provenance de l'Afrique de l'Ouest. Une exploration des rythmes, de la pulsation, du monde, des réflexions. On a débuté avec une première des deux chansons qu'on va écouter aujourd'hui de l'album Ibeji de Xhosa Cole, la chanson Clavé. Et ensuite, on a poursuivi avec Nikki Davis. Heureux d'être de retour avec vous. Encore, je vous souhaite une bonne année en espérant qu'on pourra se réfugier ici à CKUT face à cet avenir un peu incertain. The Funkees nous rappelle un peu le bonheur du funk. En 1976, il sortit avec Dance With Me. L'album à l'époque s'intitulait Now I'm a Man. Sur les ondes du peuple 90,3 MF The Mothership Connection. Shake your body round.
the bump. What?
The bump bang you bang. 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 The bump bang you bang.
Yeah.
The way that we come to this world, and the way the doctors say that, oh yes, there is a baby inside the fetus, inside the womb, is by listening to the heartbeat. Mm-hmm. Equally, we leave this world, and they say that we have left this world when they listen to our heartbeat. And then if there is no sound and no rhythm, then that's it. Mm-hmm. We all have a drum inside our body, and that drum is our heart. Mm-hmm. So for life to exist, we need rhythm. And I think every time that I play a percussion instrument, I am manifesting and celebrating life, rhythm. I am stating that through rhythm, there is life. And life then goes on in different ways. So I think in that way, percussion instruments are beautiful in that sense. Like you were saying, the saxophone becomes an extension of your body. I think percussion is also an extension of the body, of the land. So for life to exist, we need rhythm.
I'm never. man. Watch out, man. Look at that now. Watch out, man. Watch out, man. One next, one arm. Fella floating down.
Let's go! 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 Let's we declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, what we call the Mothership Connection. Funky Revolutions with myself, Khalid. Happy New Year. Protection from Evil, 2022 release, Electricity from Ibibio Sound Machine. And I hope this extended set was precisely that, protection from the coming evil. Set inspired, in fact, in counter to my readings on an airplane coming back to Montreal yesterday, and the kind of apocalyptic preachings of various international publications. Chance to catch up on 2022 in the sense of music I'd intended to play and somehow lost along the way. Allows us in the next few weeks to go into new directions. Extended set that had started back in 1976 with the Funkees, the Nigerians. The album Now I'm a Man with Dance With Me set the tone. And then from 1974, an album called Love Drums from the Ghetto from percussionist Malaka Daku and Thompson originally. Worked out of Philadelphia, dedicated to Africanisms, the exploration of the rhythms, communication, dialogue, and joy. An educator, children's book, illustrator. And then a French outfit back to 1972, a 7-inch they released. That was part one of Maasai from the Afro-punky group Goom. And then the second of two tracks from an album that really interested me as it came out in the fall last year. It was the second for saxophonist Zosa Cole out of Birmingham in the UK. Ibeji duets with percussionists, mostly West African, but all working with West African instrumentation and rhythmic inspiration. Wanted to share and bounce ideas, and part of the album is what was reflected in that longish track called Dushima, the heart, the beating rhythm that is at the heart of the mothership, the funk. Interesting album for this young man. Worked with a variety of artists emerging out of the Birmingham scene. Took the lead from other tenor players like Soweto Kinch. He released Know Them, Know Us Now in 2021. And it was really, again, totally different approach actually to this album. Rather interesting though, if you're interested in percussionists reflecting on the power of the rhythm, on rhythms of histories of rhythms, as they also collaborate. Some tracks have no talking. And from there we went to a couple of other tracks that followed. Out of Ghana, she released an album in 2022, Linda Ayupuka. She's a gospel artist. God created everything with Daguna. And then out of the UK as well, Nwando Ibizi. She released her first album called The Swan in about July of last year. We heard the title track. She's an artist who says that she basically works with speculative fictions, possible dreams, and lucid worlds. She'd be a very interesting person to interview. She considers herself in this Afro-futuristic vein, quite abstract, abstractly so, but also quite particularly in her own way. She is, as she said, combining research into the neuroscience of perception, inspired by her own neurodiversity, and an obsession with science fiction at the heart of this Afrofuturism, with looking at art practice as a ritualistic live form, and works a lot with multidisciplinary art forms, and she does quite a bit. She DJs and has performed a number of what sound like really interesting projects, Distorted Constellations, where she develops a pop persona, Lady Vendredi, a kind of blaxploitation heroine, she says, from another dimension. Work to check out. And then the Ibibo Sound Machine there to end it. My name is Khaliza, as I said. Pleasure to be back with you after an absence of about a month. Hope you enjoyed some of the other programs earlier in our Saturday slots. Stretch and Raymond Laurent from Samedi Midi each taking over some of the holiday programming. We have other visions for you in the coming weeks, and this was just a way to catch up some of the things as I move in other directions. I wanted to give many thanks, I guess, or a big up to Paul Caraniello, Montreal artist. Somebody sent me a posting he did, I guess, on Instagram. I'm not on all those things. But where at the end of the year, he said his favorite performance of the year was, in fact, here on CKUT on our program. We had hosted him for what we call here at CKUT, the CKUT sessions on YouTube, what I call the tiny room sessions. We do video performances with artists. And last year here on Funky Revolutions, we did so with Paul Caraniello and then an extended interview. Anyways, big up to him and hope to do some more programming of that kind. Have some of you here on the station and to do tiny room video sessions as we also interview. On CKUT 90.3 FM, though, I'm going to head to some reggae at the end of this program, which reflects more honestly what I was listening to through some of the holidays and on my road trips. Smooth, though, is Dead Man Shirt's interesting album from 2020. The revolution will be televised. In fact, the way things are going, most probably TikToked as well. On CKUT 90.3 FM, this is The Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions.
You will choose to stay at home, brother. For you'll be able to do everything you need from your potato couch. You'll be able to don your virtual helmet and experience the revolution on 360 degree all-round CGI. You may choose to view as manga or Hanna-Barbera as the Hair Bear Bunch, because the revolution will be televised. The revolution will be brought to you by Apple, Mac or PC World, with Nokia and Motorola providing SMS updates. The revolution will show pictures of hopefuls queuing overnight for the latest audition, with Pete Waterman as Shay and Foxy as Fidel, because the revolution will be televised. The revolution will be sponsored by Gap, the khaki and camo collection, and it will star me as you. You will play yourself, or Brad Pitt playing you, or you playing Brad Pitt playing you. The revolution will be smoked, snorted, injected, chased or vaporized. It will be recorded on mini DV and kept in the pocket. The revolution will be digitized, then transferred to all available formats. It will appear on your favorite CD as the bonus track. You'll be able to procure it cheap on VHS, or pay a little bit more for the extra footage on DVD. Betamax will be available for the old school, who are more gumshoe than gumshoe with their shell tools and grips. The revolution will shoot from the hip.
Let's get on with the application of instruments.
With a soundtrack by Huey Lewis and the News, with remixes available by William Orbit, CNC Music Factory and Soul to Soul, because the revolution will be digitized. The revolution will be scratched, spun back and sampled as a loop. It will appear as the red button on your remote control. The revolution will operate a job share or flexi time option, so you can have it at your leisure, because the revolution will be televised.
Bastards! have its own award ceremony with the biggest winners unable to attend except for via live satellite link because of their current revolutionary commitments. The revolution will be a teacup in a storm, or a bottle in a message, or a door to a key. The revolution will always come with fries because the revolution will be televised. There'll be constant broadband live streams of Rodney King being pummeled by pigs played as a loop. There'll be constant broadband live streams of Rodney King being pummeled by pigs played as a loop. There'll be constant broadband live streams of Rodney King being pummeled by pigs played as a loop. There'll be constant broadband live streams of Rodney King being pummeled by pigs played as a loop. There will be footage of Ground Zero 9/11 played in reverse as the towers rebuild themselves to remind us of what we're capable of. Because the revolution will be televised. The dramatization will be produced and directed by George Lucas, starring South Park's Cartman as Bin Laden and George W. Bush as himself. The revolution will be hard, my brothers, because it will use Viagra.